Australia has become the latest battleground for the controversial short-stay accommodation website Airbnb. In a decision that will be watched by state governments around the country, the New South Wales government is due to hand down its response to an inquiry into short-term letting by tomorrow. The inquiry sparked controversy last year when it recommended giving the green light to platforms like Airbnb without risking fines. All this comes amid signs Airbnb could be adding to already intense pressures on housing affordability and supply in cities like Sydney and Melbourne. Justine Parker reports.
The New South Wales MP for the Sydney seat of Balmain, Jamie Parker, knew something had to be done when he heard some of his constituents had been threatened with council fines of up to $1.1 million for renting out rooms in their houses through Airbnb.
What's most important is there be certainty for everyone, because the councils in particular made it clear that it's really uncertain what the current environment is and what the regulatory environment is. So the state government needs to make it clear what the rules are and who needs to play by those rules, and to make sure that everyone respects a new regulatory environment that makes sure that people can provide their houses for short-term stay accommodation in some limited way, but make sure that it doesn't become a glorified hotel.
The inquiry took 18 months and found the short-stay sector was operating successfully. But what started out of concern for people renting out a spare room has had unintended consequences for apartment dwellers. The inquiry found there wasn't a case to let apartment owners ban short-term rentals in their buildings.
Shocked. I was shocked.
That's Jimmy Thompson. He's the Flat Chat columnist for the Sydney Morning Herald and edits the Flat Chat website. He believes the inquiry got it wrong.
I think the idea of letting a stranger come into your house and sharing a little bit of your life with them is such a romantic idea. It's fantastic. But let's get back to the figures. 130 million of the 160 million brought in last year went on whole home rentals. That is not anybody sharing anything except the shared facilities of their building with complete strangers.
Airbnb opened its office here 5 years ago, and Australia has quickly become its fourth most popular destination, with Sydney in the top 10 cities. A report by Deloitte Access Economics, commissioned by Airbnb, found it added $1.6 billion to the national economy last year. But from New York and San Francisco to Barcelona, London and Berlin, authorities are clamping down on the service as they grapple with issues of housing affordability and supply, both for buyers and renters. Here in Australia, a paper by urban planning researchers at the University of Sydney found in some inner city areas favoured by tourists, the number of whole homes available on Airbnb was greater than the number of vacant rental properties. In the city of Sydney, there were almost 1.5 times as many homes available on Airbnb as rentals. In Waverley, which includes Bondi Beach, there were more than 3 times as many homes on Airbnb as for rent. Here's Nicole Gurran, Professor of Urban Planning at Sydney University and one of the authors of the report.
What the Airbnb phenomenon reveals or exacerbates is the fact that we don't have enough affordable supply in the housing market. And as we build new homes in Sydney and in inner Sydney, and there's certainly been an apartment boom, we haven't been getting that supply of dedicated affordable houses for people who need to live in inner Sydney to rent. And that's what this study shows. It also tells us that if we continue to see more and more homes being listed on short-term rental platforms rather than available in the permanent rental market, that this problem will only get worse.
Professor Gurran's research also found nearly a third of the listings in Greater Sydney were held by hosts with more than one property. And in a frothy housing market like Sydney's, anything that can help pay the mortgage or the rent is likely to be embraced. It's a fast-moving space and it's set to get even more complicated. Since the inquiry wound up last year, David Bannerman, the principal of Bannerman's Lawyers, which specialises in strata law, says he's seen a new type of Airbnb host emerge. Let's call it the professional tenant.
People who have rented a property and then they sublet through Airbnb to make more money from it. So they have like a business stream. They never even move into the property, they just sublet it through Airbnb.
So what is New South Wales likely to do? Flat Chat columnist Jimmy Thompson believes the state government has changed its tune since the inquiry released its report late last year.
I thought and looking at the way Airbnb have operated in other cities, that our politicians were ready just to roll over and do whatever they wanted. But recently, talking to certain senior politicians and watching the way that Airbnb have become suddenly very, very, very active in promotion and advertising and in lobbying politicians, I think they get a sense that they're not going to get everything they want. And I got that sense as well.
It seems most people now agree that the purest form of what Airbnb calls home sharing should be allowed. And Jimmy Thompson now believes apartment dwellers may also get to have their say either way.
The most likely outcome, and I think most people would not have an argument with this, is to say you can rent a room in your house or your apartment for a certain number of nights a year before it becomes technically a business, and you can rent your whole house under the same basis. But apartment buildings will have the ability to stop Airbnb or any other short-term lets if they can get the votes to pass a bylaw to do that.
That's Jimmy Thompson ending Justine Parker's report there. And Airbnb declined our request to comment for this story, but it says it will comment once the New South Wales government tables its response to the inquiry.